The United Nations mediator for Eastern Congo, Olusegun Obasanjo, arrived Thursday in Kinshasa for talks with Congolese officials. He was due to go Friday to Rwanda. His trip is aimed at easing tensions that have been severely strained by clashes in Eastern Congo between Congolese forces and several militias. The defense ministers of the two countries met last month and signed an agreement under which a Rwandan Hutu militia in Eastern Congo would be disarmed. Members of the militia, called the Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda, fled to Congo 14 years ago after participating in the Rwandan genocide of Tutsis and moderate Hutus. The Rwandan government has accused Kinshasa of supporting the militia, which the Congolese government denies. At the same time, Kinshasa accuses Rwanda of supporting rebels loyal to Laurent Nkunda's National Congress for the Defense of the People. Nkunda ended a fragile ceasefire in September, accusing Congolese forces and the militia of attacking Congolese Tutsis. A Congo analyst with London's Chatham House, Muzong Kodi, says prospects for a diplomatic solution to the violence are slim until a stronger military presence is established in the region to bolster peacekeepers of the UN mission to Congo, MONUC.
I don't think the hand of the mediator is going to be strong enough without a substantial force on the ground. I don't think MONUC in its present situation is that kind of force that we need.
He says MONUC peacekeepers are too few and too weak to stop the violence. France and Belgium last month proposed sending several thousand European Union peacekeepers, but Britain and Germany have opposed this, saying they wanted other measures taken first. Direct talks between the Nkundu forces and the Congolese government resumed this week in Nairobi, but have been slowed by an apparent split within the rebel group. Analyst Cody says the various combatants are manipulating ethnic tensions in order to allow them to continue to exploit the region's considerable natural resources.
This situation of no peace, no war actually allows them to continue to loot the resources of Eastern Congo, and they have no incentive whatsoever to stop the conflict.
The latest fighting has displaced 250,000 people and disrupted humanitarian efforts. It has also sparked fears of renewed civil war, such as was seen in the late 1990s, in which several million Congolese died. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.